Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We get hundreds of requests for second date updates every single day. So when we're sorting through them, trying to decide who we should call,
yeah,
it takes something kind of special for one to stand out to us.
Yeah. Okay.
And this email definitely jumped out because it came from a guy who goes by the name Cheese.
That is a way to get your email answered for sure.
Yeah, and everybody loves cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Love that cheese. So I was like, we're definitely calling this guy.
Cool.
What's up, Cheese?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Is that your legal name?
Of course not.
No, it's not.
Oh, no? What's your legal name?
I mean, Everett. It's just an old nickname.
Cheese is my name.
Okay. Do you want us to call you Everett or Cheese?
No, man. Everybody calls me Cheese.
Oh, my God.
All right, Cheese. All right.
I feel like I would have bought something off of you in college for some reason.
Yeah.
So,
you had the good stuff.
Yeah.
Tell us about the girl that you want us to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Leia, and, well, it's kind of funny because I'm into, like, converting old vans, and, like, I blog to a couple Facebook pages about it.
Oh, my God, that's so big right now.
It is. I see
like
a lot of it.
Van life forever.
No. You have to put the hashtag in front of it.
Well, I did, okay. But it's just only in my head.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we were just on this Facebook page, one of those van life pages. I actually forget which one because I'm on a few of them. But, like, we started DMing a little bit, and you know, we had a lot in common, like,
cool.
You know, she doesn't have a van and like she doesn't do conversions, but like she's into it and she wants to do more stuff like that. And
yeah,
she's like into like more like living off the grid kind of life and stuff. But
so she's probably a big fan of our show. Really big and off-grid communes. Yeah. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I mean, like, to be honest, like, I don't really even listen to you guys all that much. But I was telling my buddy about the situation, and he's like, oh, you should totally call these guys.
Oh, my God.
So tell us a little bit more about Leia and what you guys did for your date.
Well, I mean, just because we met through the whole van thing, I decided, I was like, hey, if you want, I'll bring my van over and you can check it out. And, you know, maybe we can just go driving around. And I
normally, that's like a scary sentence.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Go check out my van. We'll just drive around or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell anybody where we're going.
But she was like, yeah, let's take a ride. And so I kind of like, it was like nearing sunset. And I was like, oh, it'd be cool to like go over to this like pretty scenic overlook.
Okay.
And like we stopped and got like some, you know, just some like snacks, some crackers and cheese and stuff. And then
cheese,
it was
like, of
course.
Yeah.
Big cheese. I mean, I think those are kind of the best dates though, where they're understated. They're not over the top expensive. It's just you in a romantic setting. Stuff in your face with cheese.
And it's something she was really interested in. I mean, like, she joined this van life Facebook group because she wants to know more about vans. Now she's getting the up-close tour.
Yeah, what was the vibe that you were getting from Leia on the date?
It was pretty chill. I mean, she's super down-to-earth, and she's not granola, but she's, like, definitely doesn't wear a lot of makeup, but, you know, she's still very pretty, you know. And
I mean, were you saying some of this stuff to her directly? Because
No.
Okay.
No, but,
well, that's good.
I mean, it was just really cool, and then we just hung out and talked and just, like, showed her, you know, kind of what I'd done with the van because I, like,
Was there any chemistry, though? I mean, because maybe she wasn't looking at it as a date.
I mean, it could be, but we did end up, like, kissing at the end of the
day. Okay, we didn't get to that part.
Okay, so it was a date.
She was pleased with the cheese.
That's his tagline.
No, but there was only one, like, kind of weird thing happened, like, the whole time, but it wasn't a big deal or anything, but, like, I had forgotten to put on the parking brake.
Oh, no.
So things got a little exciting as, you know, we were kind of, like, rolling towards the cliff.
No!
Oh, my God.
The wrong way.
But it was not, like, a big deal. Like, we barely even went. That was the only thing. Is she was, like, kind of, like,
freaked out.
Understandably so. Like,
yeah.
Was that before or after the kiss?
Oh, it was before.
It was before. Okay, so she still kissed you afterwards.
Was that planned?
Planned?
Did
they try to, like, push him off the cliff on purpose?
He could be, like, a hero.
You know, he could be the hero. Exactly. And, like, when you put a little bit of, like, fear into a woman's heart, it gets the endorphins going, the adrenaline, and all of a sudden, it's like, ooh, you saved my life. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
thank you.
Which is why on every date, every guy should put their dates in danger.
I don't think that's how our female brains work, but...
No, I mean, that's not really how it went down. I'm, because, like, trust me, I was a little freaked out myself, you know? Like,
all right. Okay. I mean, the only reason I'm asking is because we've had a lot of instances on this show in the past where guys will purposely do something to make themselves look good, but it's good to know that was just an accident.
Yeah, no, that's not how it went down. It's just like, I'm good by myself, you know? I don't need to,
try
to do any underhanded thing.
Yeah, no sleaze from Cheese.
No.
So, how do...
Just stop rhyming.
No, it's going to keep happening. It's
going to keep happening.
Do not ease the cheese.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys.
So, Cheese, how did the date end?
I just kind of, like, drove her back to her house, and we're sitting there for a while. We're talking a little bit more, and then, you know, we just shared a kiss, and it wasn't, like... It wasn't a makeout session, but it was like a nice kiss, and then she took off, and like I'm figuring like I'm gonna get to see her again because it went so well, and then like nothing since then.
Nothing.
So I mean, and the only thing I can think about is like I'm like pretty geeky about my van, and like you know, like it could be the kind of situation that she's just like that was a little too much for me, or because a lot of people have felt that way before. But like
a lot of people have felt that way before.
Jeez, at least you're honest, man.
Yeah, at least you know you're a little van nerd.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Leia for you, and we'll try and get you a second date update. All right, Cheese?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, hold on. All right, if you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're on the phone with a guy named Cheese. Well, his real name's Everett.
Yeah.
But all of his friends call him Cheese, and Cheese lives that hashtag van life. Driving an old refurbished Volkswagen, which he uses to live off the grid. And he recently met a girl named Leia online. They drove to a scenic lookout together, had some cheddar snacks, almost rolled off the cliff.
Yeah.
Because Cheese forgot to put the parking brake on, but it's okay. Nothing bad happened. He even got a kiss out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
But afterwards, Leia has put the cheese on freeze. It had to do just one.
Just please.
Okay. Please.
I like him.
Stop.
All right. Okay. I'll ease up on the cheese.
All right.
So, Cheese, I never asked you this, though. We're about to call Leia. Does she know you as Cheese, or does she know you as Everett?
Yeah, no, she knows me as Cheese. I mean, I don't actually recall if I even told her my real name, but, like, the only thing that, you know, I can really even think about is that I think that she just thinks it might be fun to go on a date with like a van life guy, but not necessarily like sees a van life guy as somebody who she would go out with in the long term, you know?
See, and that's, you know, that's what I'm thinking too, because I'm just imagining her like coming back to her apartment, talking to her roommate and being like, oh my God, I met this guy on a Facebook page and his name's Cheese and he took me out in the van that he lives in. Like, that's not going to probably go over well.
They're like, oh my God, he sounds like a cat.
Yeah, I don't know that like any of her girlfriends would be like, that's the one, nail him down, you know?
Nice.
But you sound like a great guy. You do. You sound like a really great guy.
I mean, I do have an apartment.
Okay.
But I don't like to necessarily live in it all the time. I like to go off and just kind of run around as much as I can.
Cheese doesn't live in the apartment. That's Everett's apartment. Cheese is the one that lives in the van.
Everett's on the lease.
Okay, right. But okay, let's just get right to this. We're going to call Leia for you and try and get you a second date update, all right?
Awesome.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Leia there?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Leia. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. Do you have a second to talk with us for a little bit?
I'm sorry. What is this about?
So this is about a segment that we do called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email the show and we'll reach out to them for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
I know it's a little bit weird, but somebody emailed us about you and he goes by the name Cheese.
Okay.
You remember Cheese, right?
She's like, I've been out with 7 cheeses.
Was it Swiss
one?
Or Brie?
Yeah.
Oh, Marty, I loved him.
We're joking, Leia. Sorry. We're still joking about the cheese name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
you guys
are
funny.
Okay. So, anyway.
You remember cheese, though.
Yeah.
Okay, you do remember cheese.
Okay.
So, the whole reason that we're doing this is because Cheese had a great time hanging out with you, and he's a little bit confused about why you've been ignoring him after you went out together.
Okay.
I mean, did you feel like it was a cool date that you guys went on?
Yeah. I mean, the date was good.
I feel like you're being very short with us.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel really weird answering these questions. This is very weird to me.
I understand.
Unexpected interview.
But we're trying to help out a guy who's really confused after having what he thought was a really romantic experience with you. And so we're just hoping to get him a little bit of answers, a little bit of clarity on why you'd be blowing him off.
I mean, I think you can understand, like, the dating world's hard right now. So when you meet somebody that you finally feel like you clicked with and then it doesn't work out, I don't know, you can go to desperate measures like contacting us to try to figure it out.
I mean, I understand that, but it was one date, you know, so.
Right. Okay. So is it not going to be another? You didn't have any intention of calling him back?
Nope, definitely not.
All right. Well, I mean, is there a reason why you were turned off by cheese?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, the date was fine. Like, we had a nice time together. He was funny and was very cool. But the next day after our date, I had some police officers get in touch with me to ask me questions about the van that was parked at this convenience store that we went to.
Oh, wait. You said police called you?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Because they saw you inside the van?
No, I used my credit card at the store. So, and then they saw me get in the van. So they knew I knew the person.
Wait, is he like linked to some crime or something?
I have no idea, but the whole thing was very weird. I don't know what's going on.
Whoa.
So I just don't want to be involved.
I don't blame you.
That's fair. That's really sketchy.
Yeah, it's really sketchy.
You are much more rational than I am. If the police contacted me about some dude I went on that drove a van around, I would be immediately calling that guy and being like, what the hell, man? What's going on?
Yeah.
Are you a criminal? Tell me.
But for real.
Be honest, criminal.
I want nothing to do with it. I'm not going to call him. I mean, I told the police, like, all the information that I had. You know, they can investigate it and, you know. Yeah.
Okay. But you don't even know what they're investigating? What are they investigating?
I think that the van was stolen. I'm not sure, so I...
Okay. Well,
so not only is he hashtag van life, but he's hashtag stolen van life.
I mean, we definitely want to get to the bottom of this because we spoke to Cheese, and he doesn't sound like that type of person.
It's always those, though, Jeffrey.
I know, but I guess...
Like, I mean, what does that even mean?
Exactly.
I don't know. You tell me if he sounds like a criminal because he's actually on the other line listening, and he heard everything that you said.
Oh, God. Yeah, Leia, hey, it's Cheese. Oh my God, I need to tell you what happened. Like, you do not have the whole story here. That is crazy.
Okay, hold on, Cheese. Give her a second. Like, she didn't even know you were there, man.
I know, okay.
Wait, so you set this whole thing up on the phone too? Like, is this like a scam?
No, not at all. It's actually just a giant misunderstanding. Like, I just was wondering why you didn't call me back. So that's why I called the radio. And like, I wanted you to, you know, just to see. But like, the whole thing about the van is not what you think at all. Like,
okay, well, yeah, so get to the point, Cheese.
Yeah, dude.
What's going on?
Are you a criminal or not?
Well, here's what happened. So I actually converted this van. This is a van that I converted.
Uh-huh.
I sold it to my buddy, who's also, like, does some of this stuff. He actually helped me out on this van, right? So he was on vacation, so I was like, okay, I'm just going to go take the van right now because I don't have one right now that's working. So anyway.
What? So you did steal the van?
No, I totally just borrowed this van. It was like my van to start with. And here's the thing. He came back early and he totally thought that the van had been stolen. So he like called the police and like he had no idea that I had taken it.
Leia, are you buying any of this? Does this feel right to you?
I mean, I guess that sort of makes sense, but you lied to me about telling me you own this van, saying it's yours, and it wasn't.
But it was mine before, and I mean, it just wasn't mine at the time of the date. And I'm sorry, I didn't say that, but it was like, you know, just a lot to kind of say because, like, you know, my friend helped pay for some of the repairs, and then so he had it, so it's like, you know, we're still buds, you know, we work on some of this stuff together, but I'm working on a new project right now. And like,
All right, Cheese. You're explaining a lot here. Leia, what are you thinking?
Well, that's why Yeah.
No, cheese. I got you. I got you. It's a very complicated process that where you borrowed your friend's van.
Yeah.
The whole thing is too much. Like, it just, I don't believe anything that you're saying. I mean, this is so much drama. We went on one date and look at this conversation. It's ridiculous.
Well, hold on.
It is a lot of drama. I mean, like, cheese, you would understand, like, if the police called you about some person you went out with, like, after only hanging out once, that's a big red flag. Yeah. But okay, it's like a banner.
All the drama aside, like, did you have a good time with cheese? Did you connect with him?
It doesn't matter.
I think it does.
I barely remember the date as the result of all of this.
Okay. I will say in his defense, he's not in jail. So obviously, like, he didn't do anything.
Or they couldn't track him down because she didn't know his real name.
Well, and to be fair, we don't know that he's not in jail. This call could be collect, so.
I mean, he'd steal a van for you. That's really nice of him,
Alexis is on board now.
I admire that.
Yeah. Like, that's romantic.
Well, look, Leia, I mean, I don't want to send you out with a felon, obviously, but maybe you could do some background checks and see if his record comes up clean. And if it does, we'd love to send you out on another date with cheese, and we'll pay for it.
Thank you, but no thank you.
Okay.
I saw that one.
I was very polite.
I mean, cheese, did you learn anything out of this whole process?
Yeah, I mean, I would have told her about, like, the whole misunderstanding with the police and everything that happened. It just, like, I didn't even really get a chance, you know? Like,
yeah, I was thinking maybe you learned not to take your buddy's van without asking, something like that.
It was my van to begin with, and then, you know, I sold him that one, and I'm working on
it.
We got it. Yeah. Cheese learned nothing. Okay.
Yeah, but just in case, I mean, if this happens again to me, like, is it cool if I, like, write you guys back again and maybe you can help me out again?
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
We're going off the grid now.
Yeah.
Bye, Cheese. Moving 92.5.